a grey, drizzly spring day, bright colour and the strains of God Save the King signalled the start of a short journey decades in the making. It was fully 70 years ago, on another rainy day in 1953, that London last saw such scenes, the day Charles's mother was crowned Queen Elizabeth II. For all the close planning and rehearsing, an apparent unscheduled pause before Queen Consort and King processed into a place where their predecessors had been crowned for 1,000 years. Behind Charles, his grandson Prince George, a young boy with a close-up look at a ceremony he too is expected to experience.
Your Majesty, as children of the Kingdom of God, we welcome you in the name of the King of Kings.
In his name and after his example, I come not to be served but to serve.
Throughout this Christian service, there was ancient and modern, a promise to secure Protestant succession to the throne, while also a recognition of today's multi-faith Britain.
The Church established by law, whose settlement you will swear to maintain, will seek to foster an environment in which peoples of all faiths and beliefs may live freely.
Among the congregation of 2,000, there were heads of state, members of royal families, and also 400 community and charity workers recognised for their service. There was a reminder, too, of family dramas of recent years, Prince Harry attending, seated well behind his brother William and without his wife Meghan. To music written by Handel for the coronation of George II in the 18th century came the moment described as a personal one between King and God. King Charles, anointed with oil on his head, hands and breast, screened from the congregation and the cameras. Then, just after midday, seated on the coronation chair, and underneath it, the stone on which Scottish kings had been crowned for hundreds of years, Charles III received his crown.
God save the King!
God save the King!
A moment marked across London, across the country, with gun salutes. Moments later, the familial and the ceremonial coincided.
I, William, Prince of Wales, pledge my loyalty to you.
Son and heir voicing an oath to father and king. And then, newly crowned king and queen emerged to a celebratory ringing of the Abbey's bells.
Through the centuries, coronations have preserved traditions, but also been adapted to suit the political and religious priorities of the monarch and of the time. And this one is no different from the words spoken in the Abbey to the procession back to Buckingham Palace.
For all the pomp and military display of this 4,000-strong parade, this was a shortened, slimmed-down journey in comparison to that of Charles's mother 70 years ago. The unspoken mission to maintain support and relevance for a monarchy at a time of transition and changing public attitudes. Back in the palace, one more reflection of royal occasions past as the family gathered on the balcony and Britain's oldest ever newly crowned monarch marked the moment for which he spent a long lifetime preparing. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, London.